Check, check, check. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the People's Choice Podcast. My name is TG. Most of y'all knew that. I think it's actually in the title of the show, too. So if you are listening on whatever your streaming platform is, you know who this is, man. What up, man? Welcome back. I am trying to get more regular doing this. I'm trying to get back in my rhythm, and I'm trying to hold myself accountable, but I need y'all to get back into that rhythm of listening and then being mad when another episode is not out. All right? That's what I need y'all to do. As you heard last episode, we have shifted gears, and this is a lot more about my life, man. Like I'm opening up more on here. I'm telling y'all more about me, you know, things I was never doing. But before we do that, I have to shout out MoneyBallSportswear.com. You go in there and order whatever you see, man. And on the way out, check out, enter the promo code MBTG and get 15% off. And of course, we got the 4-year anniversary of our Southfield store coming up, 30215 Southfield Road. That is July 15th, 2 to 6. Pull up, man. So that's what's going on, man. That's happening 4 years, 21 years in business. The Summer League Pro-Am is happening right now up at Holt High School. I actually got to get ready to go up there today. When I get done with this, I got to shoot a couple moves, drop some kids off, and hit the road, man. And I got to take the back way because 696 is jacked up, and it is just eternally jacked up. So, Moneyball Pro-Am. This Thursday, I will be at 350 Terrace, the music hall rooftop for Matrix Human Services 313 in the D fundraising event, 10th anniversary. I will be your voice that evening, so, you know, they still got some tickets, man. So, you're trying to pull up. Come on. So July 22nd just announced I am back with Black Star hosting the youth soccer clinic that morning. It's absolutely free, man. So if you got kids that play soccer, they want to pull up, I'll post the link on my Instagram, TG the host. Speaking of Instagram, Threads, what up, man? You on Threads, hit me. My name is the same everywhere. I was going to do that anyway, but Zuckerberg just made it super easy because it's all the same. So hit me on Threads, man. Same name, same thing. Just, you know, bringing back the good old days, man. The innocent timeline. No DM, no ads, no promotions, no none of that. So, yeah, let's pull up, man. Let's do that. And let's get to it. I think I owe y'all a follow-up to a point from the comeback episode. But I don't know what that point was. So, I'm going to just let y'all know that I missed my wife's Instagram Live last night. She's been doing the motherhood journeys on Monday evening, and I missed it, and I got to go back and watch that. So when I get out of here, I got to find time to watch that. But if you know, you go watch that, let me know. Her page is Doula in the City, D-O-U-L-A in the City, all one word. I'm looking at my Instagram comments. I rock with the Threads app, dog. I don't have nothing against it, man. It's just I didn't have to create a whole new profile or nothing, so it was cool. It was easy for me. And we all know Twitter has been very different for some years now. That's how that was going. But, you know, ain't nothing changed, man. Everything is still the same at the crib. You know, wife is working and rocking, and she's finna start going back to work. We was talking about working from home, y'all. We was talking about my wife is about to be back going to work every day, Monday through Friday. I don't know, and some, right? She got a new job, and I'm gonna be back stuck being responsible. Being responsible, man. Being a parent is bittersweet. It's a gift and a curse, man. It's like I'm indifferent some days about being a parent, and that's because of the amount of responsibility that comes with parenthood. But as you know, I always say fatherhood is a privilege, so I embrace it. But some days I'll be ready to get this shit back. Y'all can have it back, but it's cool. I'm gonna be honest, y'all. My son ain't been to swim practice. I don't know how long. I try not to say stuff to him, but the worst part is we paying for it. Like, the swim bill is getting paid, and he ain't been to practice. I be so tired of driving around I don't want to take you to, I don't, like, once everybody get off work, once the business work day is over, I don't want to, and then it's rush hour. Like, swim start at 5:30, 5:50. So I got to leave my house at 5:20. Traffic on Northwestern Highway just is, I don't want to do it, dog. And I'd be so tempted to just be like, bro, don't you just want to take a break? But then if I force my kid to jump out of the extracurricular activities, then I'm the bad guy, right? So I'll be trying to have to pivot. Like, if I grill for dinner, I get a pass. They cool. If I find something else for them to do, they cool. I think being out of school has allowed him to not really remember that he has swim practice every single day. But we paying for that shit, dog. A week at a time. And I don't know. I think me and Lex need to have a come to Jesus moment and figure out what we gonna do. Because one sport... Hey, here's the crazy part. He hasn't swam in one swim meet. And I told Lex, I said, he at least gotta do... He gotta do one swim meet, dog. Like, we gotta get him to the point where he do one meet. And then he can judge if he likes it enough or not. And if you're gonna keep going or pull back on the swim. Right? Because I told y'all, I don't know if I told y'all, but Corey quit dance. And she just went, no, I did talk about that. She just wasn't feeling it. So I'm like, cool. But I don't, Drew not like that. And soccer about to start back, so we're gonna have soccer and swim. And then school is gonna start back, so I'm gonna have soccer and swim and school. And then that means it's basketball season around the corner, which means I'm gonna be busy. I just told y'all, Lex going back to work full time in person, no more half at home, half in the office. So I gotta, you know, the months go by so fast, the seasons go by so fast, and before I know it, we gonna be back in the thick of things, man. Actually, we signed our kids up for summer school, not for academic reasons, but for reasons to get them out the house every day, and they school... sent the email. The school sent the email last night, bro, and today was the first day. And weeks ago when me and Lex talked about it, I'm like, cool, we could drop them off, your friends will be there, they can kick it. But nah, I just told you, I don't want to drive and drop them off nowhere. Shane's school is up the street, right? It take us 7 minutes to get there, 3 minutes to get them out the car and in the dough, 6.5 minutes to get home. So I can, like, boil some eggs, leave them in the water, drop them off, come back, and still catch my eggs before they done. Sidebar, do y'all boil y'all eggs for a specific amount of time, or do y'all just wait till all the water's gone? We're gonna talk about that. My wife be trying to tell me my eggs are done, and I look, and it's still part of the pot, so no, they're not. And then we're gonna talk about the silly things that you and your partner, quote-unquote, argue about. Like, what are some of y'all, like, rivalry topics in conversation? I got yelled at last night because I told Alexa she was leaving the lights on every time she went to the basement to do laundry. Just turn the lights off when you come upstairs. And she yelled at me. And I'm like, hold on, dog. You yelling me about all this other stuff. We need some checks and balances around here. Turn all these lights off, man. And she, the DTE bill come to her email. I'm surprised she not the one that's making sure these lights is turned off, man. Exactly. When I say, oh, shoot, my eggs, that's when they done. For real. I just fill the pot all the way up and just let God do what he do, man. And when I get to him, because I seen the graphic on Instagram. It gave you, like, the exact minutes to get you a yolk, a certain level of boil. I don't need all that, man. We just going, when the water's gone, they're obviously boiled, as long as you put enough water in there to begin with. But, yeah, back to the kids. So I feel kind of, I know moms talk about mom guilt. I don't have dad guilt. I just feel like we waste the money because he's not going to swim practice at least twice a week. They literally practice Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then Friday they practice at a school that's even further away. Like, that shit far, bro. I had never even heard of Lamphere High School until we signed up for swim. And we've been there so few times, I still have to put it in my maps every time we go. Every now and then, it'll get canceled. It'll be, I think it was canceled all last week or something, last Friday. So I feel better about that. And then the holidays buy up some time. But then we went. I don't know if y'all be seeing my story, but every time we go to swim practice, I'll post it on my story for that reason, because we ain't been there in so long. Just, And then I got a homie when he was still at Aquatots, when Drew was still at Aquatots, I got a homie who would respond to the story every time. So he's also a part of the reason why I post that we at swim practice. But the other part is we're never there. And I'll just be like, damn, I'm letting the people down. That's gone. And then other kids, other people is taking their kids to swim. And I'm like, damn. And the crazy part is Drew can swim. So it's not like we going and we waiting to see if he can swim. That was the thing with Corey. Corey went in there and Corey was tired of having to get her hair washed and done every time. So she was like, I'm straight. And that's when swim was only on Saturday morning, one day a week. She was like, I'm cool. I don't have to do swim. Corey, so she's so frisky, dog. She's such a diva. But Drew can swim. Like, he a fish, man. And that's really why I feel bad, because he likes it. And we didn't spend money on swim trunks and flippers. The swim cap was free when he made the team. But it's just like, we've invested. But, you know, a part of me is like, I do it to make sure he stay in shape, stay healthy. I know swimming is a full body workout inside and out. But boy, oh boy, the things they don't tell you about parenting when your journey starts is wow. And I think by now everybody say it's no how to, it's no book. I think we at a point in society where we could have a real book and not like these college course textbooks about parenting 101. No. I mean like some real shit, like to the nitty gritty about what parenting is like. And if I had the patience to write a book about it, I would, but I don't. And I probably don't think I ever will, but maybe I'll do like I guess that's what this is, huh? Just do a podcast about parenting. Nah, because I'm not trying to be super formal about it. But sidebar, I got asked to speak, and I had threaded this. I put this on Threads. I got asked to speak in October about fathers in hospitals and throughout the pregnancy and delivery process, man. A male wife called me. It's a virtual presentation to a bunch of OBGYN. Actually, I got my notes. Hold on. I'm going to tell y'all. It's the OBGYN Grand Rounds. I'm going to be talking to physicians, nurses, midwives. What is GYN short for? OBGYN. What is that short for? Don't know. Somebody let me know when they find out. But they want me to talk about engagement and connections between the healthcare professionals and the dads. And then they want me to explain to the professionals the importance of the bond between dads and children. And this is my first time getting booked to speak about fatherhood outside of the organization that I work for. And I remember my supervisor used to always tell me like the day was coming, but I'm not really trying to be in that bag. But now that they called me, I'm finna go in there and I'm finna talk that shit. I'm finna talk that talk, George, for real, because y'all not about to keep playing daddies in these situations and acting like we not half the reason that this shit is popping off anyway. Because if I'm in there, I'm in there for a reason. If I wasn't there and then I just start showing up, cool. But if I'm there from, actually, that don't even matter. If I miss the first 8 appointments and then I show up for the last 12, I'm in there. And that's just the bottom line. But we'll get to that closer, right? That's October 3rd. So the episode before that and the episode after that, I will give y'all the prep, the preview, and the review of how that gig is going for sure. So y'all can know. I don't, you know, it's something I might keep in my back pocket. A lot of the stuff that I talk about with fatherhood is just off sheer experience, man. I got the degree. It's over there on the wall. One of them is mine. In human development and stuff. And I've been working in fatherhood since 2017. So, you know, 6 years between Ingham County and Detroit, Lansing and Detroit. So I've been on the ground. I'm boots to the ground. I'm grassroots. I'm in the streets. I'm with the people. I did home visits. I did all that. And so now everything I talk about is just based on that, based on what the dads talk about, what they're going through, what they experience. And I keep it funky for them in rooms and areas that they aren't in to defend themselves or advocate for themselves and all of that. Hoorah, blah, blah, you know, respectfully speaking. So cool. That's the update on Drew, man. He ain't been to swim, but, you know, he outside dribbling in the driveway. He's showing more interest in basketball. Y'all know I don't force anything on the kids. As much as basketball was my shit growing up, I've never ever forced that on him. So he's starting to pick up his interest in hooping, man. He dribbling in the driveway. He watching the games. He watching certain players. Like, he come with me to the Moneyball games, and he, you know, go take pictures with the Michigan State players and get their autograph and all that stuff. So these are moments that I know will last a long time for him. These are moments that he won't forget. And of course, me hosting the MSU basketball games, he goes to those games. He knows the players, right? So I remember them early days of making that connection between players and teams and cities and organizations, man. Shout out to Kobe Bryant, NBA courtside on Nintendo 64, man. That's where it all started, right there. And then, you know, just watching ESPN every day. So it's those kind of things. Like, he'd be in fifth grade in the fall, pushing fifth grade, you know. He want to be on the basketball team. I need a good basketball program, man. And not like one where it's all superstar kids and them niggas came out the womb with the hezzy. I need a program where they're going to train them and they're going to show them the fundamentals and they're going to tighten them up and get them together. So whatever team he's on, he's a valuable asset. Let me know. The trainers. I got a couple that I'm keeping track of on the internet, on the timeline. But let me know, man, if y'all know anybody that's hard body with training kids. He 10 years old, man, so... Enough about Drew for now. Corey is, since the last time we've spoken, you know, Corey is challenging us right now. She's challenging us because she's going through a little stage, a little phase. She got little sticky fingers, and every now and then she wants to stretch the truth and, you know, bend the truth a little bit to avoid jail time. But, you know, her mother has explained to her that lying on the stand, her mother has explained to her that lying on the stand is a criminal offense. So, you know, she's challenging us to work through a child who doesn't understand that the truth shall set her free. And it's tough because some of the moments are absolutely like frustrating moments. Some of the moments I just laugh. I have the luxury of laughing because I'm not in the heat of the moments. Like, Lex brings me the stories and then I get to laugh later. I didn't either. But it's parenting is like an everyday self-check. Like, we get to check ourselves every day to see what's working and what's not working and how we try new stuff. And some days we aren't the best, or we don't necessarily get the best results, or the process didn't hit, the tactic didn't hit. But it's cool. But it's, you know, she gotta get with me with the boys and peeing on the seat. Which is a process. It's a process, man. And she didn't grow up with boys in the house, so this is all brand new for her. And of course, I grew up with at least one boy in the house, and then I had my little brother. So I'm used to that. I'm used to that. I'm used to all of that. And if she's not, so we gotta, you know, she get on me about that with the boys. And I gotta help her navigate some stuff with the daughter and the boys. Like, we both gotta help each other and coach each other, parent all three, specific to what's unique to them as children, but then also what's unique to them as being Drew is pushing early puberty stages, and Corey is just such an individual, just so true to herself, and she knows she don't like, that's for sure, right? She might be still learning some things that she does like, or she's changing interests as she grows up, but she know for sure what she don't like, and she cut into them brothers of hers every day, and a lot of days I just sit back and let them figure it out. Almost all the time I'm going to sit back and let them figure it out. I don't, unless I hear blood, you come down the stairs screaming and crying and hollering, y'all figure it out, man. You want them out your room? Shame. Shane be big body in these kids, y'all. Some of y'all know Shane. Some of y'all have seen Shane in action. Shane is the bully for sure. The bully, man. I watch him taunt his sister for sure. But he definitely is sneaky with his older brother too. He'll go in his room, steal his stuff, play with it, lose it, break it, put it back, claim it's his, claim Drew or Corey gave it to him, claim they let him have it. But I'm going to tell y'all about Shane. Shane last week got in trouble for hitting kids at school. I picked him up. He said he couldn't keep his hands to himself all day. And I've been waiting. I told Lex a long time ago. We talked about it. I said, Shane going to be the one to get kicked out of daycare, man, because he crazy, man. And that's why we got to be very specific about the daycare for all our kids. We was crazy, borderline anal about who took care of our kids, which, you know, you should be in a healthy way. But we needed Shane to be around some black women, right? Some black women who raise black kids in a black environment, because if it's not that, they don't know what to do. They calling us, they messaging us, blah. And what's crazy is the day he got in trouble for hitting, Lex was like, well, they ain't even message me on the app. And in hindsight, I kind of appreciate that, because y'all figured it out. Y'all handled it. Like, that's y'all job. Y'all get paid. It's not volunteer work. This is not internship. Like, that's y'all job to do that. And I appreciate y'all not, because I already know how Lex would have reacted. Like, she would have been calling them, what exactly happened? Do we need to have a sit down with the other parents? Boom, boom, boom. So I'm glad that they ain't message us or they ain't call us. And they handled it. Whatever it is, they handled it. And even before that, Shane would get in trouble for talking too much and not listening, not sitting down. And he gets sent to the hallway. You got to do a timeout. So every now and then I pick him up. Well, when I pick him up, I ask him if he had a good day. And every now and then he'll say, yeah, I didn't get in the hallway. Which means he did not get sent out of the classroom for misbehaving. So it's like, good, right? You understood and you learned what happens when you cut up, because now you missing out on what's going on, blah, 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 disrupting class, other people learning, boom, cool. But they got full-blown curriculum, man. They got schedule, all that. So I'll be needing that. But now that I'm saying it, I'm glad that they didn't message us, because they figured it out. They handled it when I picked them up. They didn't look, all discombobulated and exhausted from dealing with them. Because at the end of the day, the boy is... He comes from a healthy home, right? Like, I like to think we got a pretty balanced environment over here. He can hold it down. But Shane might also be a minority in his school when it comes to kids that age that live with older kids. So Shane is probably more socially developed than a lot of kids his age because of when they were born, right? I told y'all, them COVID kids, they lost a year and some change of social development. But Shane only lost it to a degree because he was still at home with Drew and Corey. So he gets around other kids his age and he's already a little bit, separated from them as far as how he interacts with people. He got to be tougher because his siblings are bigger. Corey's only a little bit bigger, but he be pushing his weight on her. Well, we know that. We got some friends, they got kids the Shane age, but their kid is the oldest. So when they get around, Shane is a monster, dog. He a menace. He crazy. Lex said it on his birthday. I don't even know if the episode, when that was relative to his birthday, but Lex called him Bam, as in like Bam Bam, like Flintstones Bam Bam. That's how crazy Shane is. And he a big body and he thick. He's our thickest kid for sure, by far. He's solid. He's not scared of nothing, bro. He gonna head first. Every time you look at him, he doing a headstand or jumping off something or flipping or sliding under something. Y'all got a funny story. Shane had took a bath one night. Hey, dog, this shit was so funny. Did I tell y'all this? So, Lex is in the room. And she in the room chilling. I was giving him a bath, and he drying off, and I go in his room. So the bathroom hallway is literally right in front of his room, so he can walk out the bathroom, turn left, and walk straight into his room. And Shane play all day. all day, every day, bro. If he not sleep, he playing. He get out the bed playing. I'm not exaggerating. So he come out the bathroom. And for whatever reason, he decides he's going to take off down the hallway and try to jump on his bed. And on the other side of his bed is his toy box. And I'm standing at the end of the bed. I think I was talking to Drew, looking up the hallway, talking to Drew or whatever. So I wasn't in a way to intercept Shane sprinting into the room. Shane takes off into the room, calls himself trying to jump over the bed, but he picked up enough momentum to literally clear the bed and crash into the toy box. And I turn around and Shane gets up and is bawling, crying. Lex is in a room talking about what happened, what is going on. And y'all, when I tell y'all, I am laughing so hard, I'm doing a silent laugh. Like there's no audio coming out of me. So Lex thinking I'm ignoring her or I'm tending to Shane because I'm not answering her. But Shane crying and I'm laughing because this boy just threw his body over his bed and crashed into his toy box, butt naked, fresh out the bathtub, dog. And I could not hold it in, bro. And I told Lex what happened. Now we both crying, laughing, dog. And in about 5 minutes, she had to baby him a little bit. But he was right back to himself, dog. He was right back to himself. Like, he gonna push everything to the limit. So when I tell y'all that we be in this house, Lex say she live in a zoo. And some days, it's 100% a zoo, bro. It is 100% a zoo. 3-4 days out the week, dog. When all three of these kids here and we ain't going nowhere and they just... Now, mind you, we not in the apartment no more. Like we had the apartment a couple years ago. We did that for 1 year. Shane was 1-2 years old. He was small. All the kids are small. So it wasn't crazy. We in the house now with 3 floor. Like, we got space, right? Like, crib ain't huge, but we got space. But Oh, and of course, you count the dog. I told y'all last time how Shane and Snoop get, man. It's crazy. But it's for sure a zoo in here. Some days for sure. And like I told y'all, Lex grew up an only child for almost 10 years of her life. So the constant noise, the constant arguing and fighting and building stuff and making a mess in one room, going to the next room, make another mess, and building clubhouses and shit, doing all that stuff. From the moment they wake up to the moment they go to bed is still hard for her to get used to, and she look at me like just in just distraught, and I'm casual as hell. I'm regular, because that's regular for me, bro. I did all that growing up. This is nothing. Like I said, if you don't come to me and like your heart is in your hand, you're fine. Take a break for a minute. Corey has been learning how to ride her bike finally. She has finally kind of conquered her fear of falling. Now, in her defense, the bike is, you know, a little bigger for her, a little bigger for her, but you know, Lord willing, she'll grow into it. I think last week she fell off the bike probably like 5 times in a row, and every time she just get up, leave the bike right where it's at, and limp or stump or pout all the way back to the house, come in the house for 20 seconds and go outside and do it again. The other day, bro, I'm outside and Corey falls off the bike. Nothing crazy, just kind of falls. She gets like a very light scrape on her knee. This girl, she probably like 3 houses down the block. This girl gets up, leaves her bike. Drew goes to help pick up her bike for her. And she limps like she got a peg leg all the way to the house, bro. And I saw how she fell. By the time she gets closer, I see that it ain't no bleeding. Ain't nothing leaking down her leg. Ain't no skin hanging off. It's just a regular, like, real light scrape burn from the sidewalk. But the girl is not bending her knee. Like, she walking like her whole leg is swollen. And I said, Corey, just walk, bro. She turned around in tears about it hurt. I said, bro, I get it. But just walk. Like, the sooner you walk regular, the sooner it'll stop hurting. So she goes in the house. No, I told her to go get her bike. She wasn't about to leave her bike down there. See, I told her I don't do this baby and stuff. So if it hurt, cool, go get that bike. She gets on the bike and rides the bike back home. Now, mind y'all, I just told y'all she was limping like she got a peg leg. I say bring the bike back to the house. She gets on the bike and rides it back home, bending her knee the entire... You got to bend your knee to ride the bike. She gets to the house, gets off the bike, and then proceeds to limp back in the house. And I'm just like, kids are the most inexplicable creatures in the world. We had somebody over here, shout out Mama Sharon and Jay. They was over here putting some flowers in our flower bed. And after they got all done, they watered it real good, you know, soften up the dirt, let the roots get some water. Here comes Shane ass, tightrope walking the bricks on the outside of the flower bed with some white socks and some flip-flops on, and slips into the freshly made mud with the white socks and the flip-flops on. And it took everything in me not to cuss the boy out, because what are you doing? Move out the way. Kid, I promise to heaven. And I said it. I said, y'all, kids are just so stupid. And my old two kids looked at me and their jaws dropped and their eyes got big. I said, no, don't take it personal. We was all kids, bro. All kids are stupid. All kids lack just critical thinking skills and common sense and deductive reasoning skills. It happens. It's a part of maturity and puberty and development and growing up. So all kids are stupid. But when I tell you, being the front row parent, having to witness the stupid every day is just a hilarious experience. Hilarious experience. I just, some stuff, me and Lex just get in the bed sometimes at the end of the night and we'll just laugh at all the stupid things that the kids did. Stuff they said in the car, stuff they did at home, stuff they did at school, stuff they did to each other, just all the stupid stuff that they did, because they're kids. We just dumb kids. Kids are dumb. But it's the funniest thing in the world when you get to watch it front row as the parent. But the shit is frustrating as the parent front row, because I don't always have time for you to I need you to, like, when it's time to go, just go. Shane, I promise y'all, the boy play all day long. Time to put on shoes, get out the door, get dressed, put on your clothes. Putting on Shane's clothes, I might as well be chasing a rabbit. I might as well be trying to catch a rabbit. What Craig said on Friday, you ain't gonna catch no crackhead. That's how I feel trying to get Shane dressed sometimes, bro. He jumping around, dancing around, spinning around, flipping over, climbing under the bed, sliding down the slide, dipping his head in the toy box, running back to the bathroom, singing a song, playing the piano. Just, I need you for 14 seconds to put on these shorts and this shirt and two socks so we can get out the door. Sometimes for bedtime, I'm like, bro, if in a minute you about to just get in the bed butt naked and go to sleep, I'm not about to fight you to put pajamas on. And then if they're not the pajamas he want to wear, then he's standing in front of his drawer, booty naked, fiddling through the pajamas to figure out which ones he want to wear, dog. And I'll just be like, bro, we could be done. Just come on. But it's crazy because they show you who they really are. That's why parents, you know, we've talked about this in the past. That's not who my son was. That wasn't who. For real. That's who your kid was. And when you in the trenches with your kid in these early ages and stages, you know exactly who your kid is. So when they get 10, 12, 15, 18, 22, you're not surprised by anything they do. But it's nuts, man. Just, I ain't even get to talk about marriage with y'all today because I'm finna get up out of here. But the parenting, the kids is, it's a rewarding experience. If I had to give you a cliche response about it, one of the corny answers, it's a rewarding experience. But boy, oh boy. But watching them, you know, get dressed every day and pick what they want to wear and accessorize. Like Corey, she head to toe accessorizing. Necklace, watch, bracelet, ring, jewelry, hair clips, purse, headband, full fit. She come in full fit. Corey, we're not going nowhere today. Full fit. It's crazy, you know. Drew throwing on the hoop shorts and the t-shirt and the shoulder bag. And he got one of the headphones in. He trapping like it's just, it's every day. It's every day. And I, you know, we just let them rock. We let them express themselves. And, you know, just, you know, we ain't going nowhere. I ain't tripping. And we we got somewhere to go. And we need to make sure you dress, you know, appropriately for where we're going and what we're doing. But these kids, well, Corey, I walked upstairs in her room the other day. She was sitting in her chair in the middle of the floor with her regular bed pillow behind her, with her baby doll in her hand, like she was nursing the baby doll. And she had a jacket on. It was hot upstairs. I said, Corey, you not hot? She said, no, I'm cold. I just chuckled, shook my head, and walked out. Nah, just go ahead and watch her. I think she's in there watching Sister or something. Go on and get it in. Do what you got to do, man. So, I'm going to leave y'all. I'm going to leave y'all with that, man. I want y'all to have fun with your kids, dog. And by that, I mean, walk away and laugh about some shit. You know, talk about it with your friends. Talk to the other friends with kids. Make sure you ain't tripping. Make sure your kids ain't the only psycho ones. They not, but just sometimes you just need to hear it for yourself. But other than that, we gonna get up out of here. I think the next episode, I need y'all to remind me though, but the next episode, I'm gonna talk about marriage. I might even plug Lex in. We gonna talk about growing in marriage. And we're gonna talk about it from a real, real standpoint. So y'all wanna hear that, make sure y'all stay tuned for the next episode. Moneyballsportswear.com. Go shop, buy whatever you're trying to buy, and just use MBTG on the way out. Shout out Casper Management, Mario. Y'all know how that go. TG the host. Anywhere you can follow people, get with me. And I'll see y'all at the games and or the rooftop on Thursday and or the youth soccer clinic on July 22nd, Black Star Detroit City Football Club. I'll be back hosting that at 9 to 12 noon, 9 a.m. to 12 noon on July 22nd. All right, I think that's everything. I gotta go get a voided check so somebody can pay me. All right, y'all be cool. Peace.